But first, it was a very busy weekend for the Michigan Democratic and Republican parties. Both held their conventions this weekend, and for one party, it means a brand new state leader. Joining us to fill in the details is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, Rick Pluta. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Cindy.
Well, it seems the bigger fireworks came out of the Democratic convention. So let's start there. And it turns out that convention was the end of the road for one longtime party chairman.
Yeah, this competition has been building for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it had largely been a proxy fight between the United Auto Workers and unions affiliate that sort of lined up with the UAW and the Michigan Education Association and the unions that lined up with the teachers union. And it seemed to be going down to a floor fight and, you know, a battle over which delegates would be allowed to vote when Mark Brewer apparently saw the writing on the wall and withdrew his name, and then and there ended his 18 years at the helm of the Michigan Democratic Party.
So it's out with the old and in with the new. What can you tell us about the new party chairman, Lon Johnson of Kalkaska?
Well, he's not just from Kalkaska. He was raised downriver, and he is a veteran campaign organizer. He ran John Dingell's primary run against Lynn Rivers, which was a very hard-fought primary battle for the dean and came out on top. He has a lot of national political connections that he worked for the Al Gore presidential campaign. His wife, Juliana Smoot, is kind of a political celebrity in her own right, that she was most recently President Obama's chief fundraiser. And so he sort of brings that high-powered fundraising skill set to the job. Most recently, he was a venture capitalist, which in some ways even fits into the new job description, because one of his goals as the state party chair is to kind of put out an IPO to groups that are affiliated with the Democratic Party. And I'm thinking LGBT, African-American voters, environmentalists, abortion rights advocates who maybe are sympathetic to the Democratic Party, but don't feel a real sense of ownership over it. That's always been the unions that have run the Democratic Party. And his job is to sort of do an IPO and say, well, you know what? We want to give you some ownership shares in the Democratic Party.
And tap into your energy.
And tap into your energy. And in every way, that it's an element of fundraising and developing a revenue stream that's not just reliant on organized labor, which is really where the Michigan Democratic Party gets its money these days, but also organizing volunteers, grassroots, and then get out the vote. That you could change the results of some elections if you can boost, for example, just to name one, perhaps change the course of the 2014 election if you could boost, just to name one, African-American turnout. African-Americans are the most loyal Democratic voting bloc, but especially in off-presidential years, they just don't turn out in as large numbers. And so that's just one goal. So make African-Americans, Hispanics, LGBT sympathizers, environmentalists more excited about getting out to vote, not just in presidential years, but in off-presidential years.
Rick, what was the essential dissatisfaction with the direction of the Democratic Party under Mark Brewer?
Well, you know, it's really true in both parties. You know that Louis C.K. Routine that's gone viral, everything's amazing, but nobody's happy. You know, I mean, that's sort of where both of Michigan's major political parties are these days. President Obama won the state by more than 9 points. Debbie Stabenow won re-election as a U.S. senator by 20 points. Is that Democrats win these statewide races for federal offices. Now look at what happens in state offices, that right now our governor, our attorney general, our secretary of state, and a majority on the state Supreme Court are all Republican. And so that's a frustration on the part of Democrats. And if you are a Republican, you're also unhappy that base party support does not seem to be there, that those really low on the ballot races. For example, the University of Michigan Board of Regents are really measures of baseline party strength. And right in the last election, Democrats just swept those. So Democrats are upset that they can't seem to win these state offices. Republicans are upset at their base support and their inability to win these federal elections. And so everybody's unhappy about something.
We're going over the action over the weekend at the state conventions of both the Michigan Democratic and Republican parties as we talk with Rick Pluta, the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Okay, let's talk GOP. They reelected their incumbent chair, didn't they? But they kind of had some competition there.
It was a race. Todd Corser, who comes out of the Tea Party movement, that he was nominated to run for the State Board of Education last year, did not win. He mounted a challenge to Bobby Shostak that wound up being stronger than expected. Shostak won 52% to 48, which wasn't, and the difference wasn't that many votes. I've heard 30-something. And, you know, what that says is that, first of all, the Tea Party is not going away, and the Tea Party is still insisting on exerting its influence over the state Democratic Party. You know, it's kind of funny, but you know, if you want to see a great and unpredictable political show, go to a Michigan Republican Party convention, because, you know, it's like Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. You don't know what's going to happen. A couple of years ago, Rick Snyder almost didn't get his lieutenant governor nominee because the Tea Party decided that they wanted someone different.
There's certainly muscle. And I guess the question might be, will Bobby Shostak, what will he take away from this? Might that alter what he might be doing as the head of the state GOP?
Well, you know, I've been watching him for the past couple of years, and he certainly seems to have given it the old college try to build some relationships within the Tea Party movement, and he can claim some success. There were Tea Party leaders who definitely supported his reelection bid, but it still goes to show that there's a lot of skepticism and a lot of unpredictability out there. I was talking to another old party official who, sort of made the point, and I would say this, could apply to the Democrats as well. There's this tension that comes between serving the coalition and ideological purity, serving your cause. And what that really is another way of saying is there's this awkward relationship that in these intra-party fights, you go in and you work as hard as you can for the person that you think is the best person for the job. But then if you lose, that you have to go out looking toward November and work for the person you consider the least worst.
So in our last minute or so, Rick, overall, what do you think both of these conventions and what's happened means for the state's next big races in 2014?
Well, I wouldn't have said this back in November, but at the moment, the more interesting tale seems to be the Democratic Party trying to reinvent itself. That part of what happened here was the UAW with Bob King at its head kind of made a decision that unions are diminishing in influence, and the fact that Michigan is now a right-to-work state is just going to accelerate that. And so what they've decided is that they need to be a smaller part of a larger progressive coalition if they're going to have any political influence at all, if they're going to win elections. So we'll see how all the groups that we mentioned as we talked about this, respond to that embrace, whether they find that it's sincere and they stop being just allies of the Michigan Democratic Party and become more like, members.
Thanks for breaking that all down for us, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure, Cindy.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.